Let's quickly go down into the West Coast Eagles change rooms because the 100 gamer has been able to join us. Congratulations, Brad Shepherd.
Thanks, boys.
Nice to get the win, but your heart might have been fluttering there a little bit at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Nervous moments there at the end. Carlton lifted the intensity and, running away there at the end. So, really thankful we could get away with the victory.
What did Simo say in the brief post-match reference to the game?
Yeah, he didn't say too much. Just the common theme of, there's moments in the last quarter where you need players to step up, and we felt like we got done in a couple of contests, which led to goal. So just, moments of players stepping up.
You would have liked a few of your teammates to kick straight too, wouldn't you? Jack kicked 0 goals, 5, Shep.
Well, that's something that we worked on a lot over pre-season and during the week as well, is set shot accuracy and actually in front of goal. So, it's pretty disappointing when you get the ball down and the forward's not finishing off. But, I'm sure Jack will work hard this week and hopefully direct fight next week.
A lot of people want to play one game, to play 100 games. What does that mean to you? And I'm sure with a few fits and starts in the early part of your career, you probably wondered whether that was going to come.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a proud moment for the family, my friends, and obviously myself to be able to play 100 for the club, get the name on the locker, etc. You definitely do have doubts early on when you're not playing, whether through form, injuries, to overcome that and be able to really cement myself in this back line. Something I'm pretty proud of, and got a great group around me and great coaches. So yeah, very lucky to be able to represent the club for 100.
Brad, did Carlton restrict you today from playing the game plan that you guys wanted to? Because certainly when we've seen the Eagles at home, they do offer so much run, you guys running it through the midfield, taking the game on. Didn't seem as though you were able to do that as much today.
Yeah, well, defensively, Carlton really located us very well. We didn't have a lot of space to run when we had the footy. So they did their job defensively, and offensively, when they had the ball, they were switching it well, and using the hit-ups and kicking it to the open man. So we sort of rely, pressure up the ground, which hopefully get a few long kicks, long bombs for us to intercept mark. But I thought the way Carlton played today was a credit to them, and it just shows the improvement they've had under Brendan Bolton.
Brad, this might be a loaded question. Who else's name is on the number 5 lock-up?
Fatties.
There's Chad Morrison, Tyson Singline, and Fatty Lamb, I think.
Are you as tight as them?
Nah, not at all. I hope not.
He just bought his dad's car.
Oh, good on him. Oh, you're one out of the box, Brad. Well done, mate. Congratulations. Great effort. 100 games. Terrific. Let's hope there's another 100. So we'll see you play your 200th. And, well, you just got to keep winning now.
That's it. Appreciate it, boys.
Good stuff, Brad Shepherd. There, he was tight, wasn't he, Fatty?
Oh, yes. He was that tight, Brad, that even when Collingwood, Shane, used to throw 50-cent coins at us, right, Fatty used to pick them up and put them in his socks. And that's why his socks were always around his ankles. And, mate, there was never, ever saw him open the drawer. Ever.
They used to throw 50-cent coins at us.
Well, they had sharp edges on them, you see.
Classic Victoria Park. Yeah.